What does an orchestra conductor do, anyway? Wave around a small stick and throw a theatrical fit now and then? You call that playing? Ah! Conductors probably wonder what I do, too. This week we went to the Peabody Institute of the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore to sit in on a conducting class led by our friend, Maren Alsop, music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. The maestro was showing several Peabody students, aspiring young conductors, some of the fine points of leading an orchestra as they led musicians through Don Juan, the dramatic tone poem by Richard Strauss. I already knew how to say that name, by the way.
That's good. Okay, that's better. But you know, this is something you have to work on, the independence of your life.
My name is Jonathan Rush. I'm a first-year master's student here at Peabody.
I'm Gonzalo Farias. I'm originally from Chile, and this is my second year in diploma with Marin.
My name is Alex Amsel. I'm originally from Argentina, and I'm a first-year master's student as well.
Why do you want to be a conductor?
For me, it's a question that I've had all my life, because it's so hard. You put your whole life into it. At some point, you think that, you know, I love it so much that it's not enough. That connection with other people.
You mean the relationship with the orchestra?
And also with the audience.
You're both nodding about the audience part, yeah.
Well, you know, I first had my experience conducting in eighth grade, and I didn't necessarily have a dream to become a conductor until I actually got the experience to stand in front of the ensemble and make music with other people. I had this sense of unity. And then after that, it felt like something I just had to do. So I wanted to get more into it, started researching it more, reading tons of books, trying to look at myself in the mirror with a chopstick and conduct to whatever tune is inside my head. My parents loved it, used to record videos of me, and my sisters used to laugh at me.
Look who's laughing now, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right, good. So it's really fun because you're very happy. But I find it almost, I'm wondering why he's so happy. Is everyone else kind of...
I think I'm enjoying the sound too much.
No doubt about it, there's acting that goes into this, isn't there?
Yeah. I experienced that today with Don Juan, actually. You know, I started out smiling and cheering and enjoying the moment.
And you were delightful. I was enjoying that. But then I realized we should be hearing the music.
Exactly. And once you think about what the music is about and, you know, that poem about Don Juan, you have to get yourself in a different state of mind. And so I actually took an acting course last year to help express different emotions.
One more spot. Let's do
the stringendo.
The stringendo.
How do you know when it's going well?
When you feel that you're having to get too involved and it feels almost like babysitting. You know, you're having to play traffic cop almost. You can feel that everyone is kind of walking on eggshells. You can tell it's going well when you feel like the orchestra actually doesn't need you as much.
You know, sometimes when it doesn't go well, you know, people are playing on their own, but when it goes really well, it feels like everybody's like looking at you and they're collaborating as one.
You're all nodding your head.
Yeah, it starts to feel natural. You know, you get that one cue and somebody comes in with you, you're like, oh yes, we're doing something now. And you keep going and you realize everybody's focused on the music and you're all working together. You feel connected. It's like a spiritual thing almost with the orchestra.
An oboe. That was beautiful. Yeah, very nice, very nice. That's the time. Good job. All right, Scott, you ready?
The maestro lent me her baton. It's a little like Babe Ruth tossing you his bat and saying, take a few swings, kid. I gripped the baton in my right hand and pulled down my closed fist as if to mash an avocado. And the musicians began to play. I tried to wave my arms in time to the music and looked like a cartoon duck trying to take off. But the musicians played the right notes in all the right places.
And stop! I'm sorry, it's a little early. And go! Okay, wait, now, all right.
It's what? Call me any night. I was asking myself, do I want to guest conduct the Vienna Philharmonic this summer or the Leningrad Symphony? When Maestro Alsop revealed that the musicians had only been indulging me.
Let's just try it once with you really following him.
Oh, no.
No, just try it once so that you see, just so you can feel
it,
right?
Yeah, no. This is
just for fun, Okay, so whatever he does, I want you guys to do, okay? Just so you really know, because this is the thing about conducting is the orchestra can really save you. Or they can follow you. Those are the two choices. No, I'm just kidding. So I tell my students that all the time. All right.
Just remember, how much we've meant to each other over these last 3 minutes, won't you?
All right, here we go.
Okay, stand tall.
I just didn't want you to get, you know... Hey, easy with my baton!
Excuse me, you...
Oh, so, yeah, Scott, I think all of my students want to know, how did it feel to conduct the orchestra for you?
I felt at one with the orchestra and the great artists.
I felt
artists.
It was you a could... Zen experience on a whole entirely new level.
My heart was racing. It's wonderful. I do understand a scintilla of what it must like to be... standing kind of in the prow of the attention of all of those talented musicians.
I think when you talk to my students, you hear that conducting is, it's more than a skill for them. It's a calling. And those are the people that need to be conductors. You know, it's a passion. And it requires a tremendous amount of work. You know, you spend hours and hours and hours as the messenger of a composer. So it's not about us. We have almost a higher reason for doing everything. Every gesture we make, even from walking to the podium, sends a message to the orchestra, and they're developing an impression. So for Don Juan, you know, you can't really come up and be all smiley and happy and jumpy. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to come up and be a little bit conceited, or it doesn't work, you know, full of yourself. You know, this is just who I am. I am this character. I mean, that's how Strauss is trying to convey it. So it's an incredibly abstract art form. And it's very, very complex for the conductors to master because we're actually not making any of the sound. It's all about motivating people to be the best they can be. And what greater privilege in life is there to be the messenger for genius and to motivate people to be the best they can be.
Maestra, thank you for everything.
Well, it's great to see you, Scott, and I'll save you a ticket in the audience.
Wait, where's the baton?
No, I hid my baton. I'm sorry.
You can see a video of my conducting debut on the Weekend Edition Facebook page, on Twitter, and in my dreams. And Maestro Alsop will conduct Don Juan this weekend a couple of times with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. I promise to be nowhere near.